Well, it's the other side of midnight. Now, here's Joe Donovan.
Thanks, John. We're about 6.5 minutes now into the other side of midnight here in the Eastern time zone. Half dozen or so minutes into Thursday morning, September the 8th, 1988. On our almanac today, one of the most spectacular escapes to freedom happened in 1983 this date, when a family of four flew to Czechoslovakia, to Austria, in a homemade hot air balloon made from hundreds of raincoats. Is the day that Ford pardoned Nixon, 1974. And Trekkies will likely remember that it was today in 1966 that the TV cult classic Star Trek debuted. A hurricane hit Galveston, Texas today in 1900, killed 6,000. That's long before today's sophisticated weather instruments that now warn us in advance of such storm systems. Birthdays today, Heather Thomas is 31, Sid Caesar, 66, Representative Claude Pepper is 88, and one of the Philly Big Three, rock and roll idol of the late 50s and early 60s, Frankie Frank Avalon, if you imagine, is almost 50. Well, actually, he's 48 today. September the 8th, and this is the other side of midnight, a time we put aside for reflection, perhaps introspection, a look back at the old day and ahead at the new. I'm Joe Donovan. We get together each night at this time for an hour. Just a couple of old friends. Try to help you unwind after a hard day or ease you into the new one with some reminiscing, some quiet thoughts, and lots of music in a late night setting.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Perhaps they never will.
Don McLean, a master with Tribute Records, his song about the great artist Vincent van Gogh. When we talk of great artists, here's a man who's lived enough for the lives of two, and now sings of September.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. The golden warm September.
Frank Sinatra's mid-60s Look Back, the September of my years. September can be an attitude, or an age, or a time for vague yearnings. Maybe wistful realities, perhaps. The music of David Rose, the piano of Andre Previn, and the words of Harold Arlen, if you'll permit me. Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right, ages ago. Last night. Today, the world is cold. You flew away. And time grew cold. Where is that star that shone so bright? Ages ago, last night. to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now, let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young last night. David Rowe's music, Nandre Previn at the piano. He is the director of the Los Angeles Symphony today, I believe. 17 minutes after midnight here at 84 WHES. Our forecast from meteorologist Chuck Taylor this morning, fair and not so cool, low about 54 degrees. Later on today, fair and warmer, high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, low about 60. And for Friday, partly sunny and warm, high of 86. About normal for this time of the year. Last couple of mornings, I heard Fred Wishy admiring the clear sky. Another good viewing night this morning. All the reporting stations report clear skies. Radar is clear. Humidity isn't bad at 72%. Wind is a light breeze at 5 miles an hour from the east. Clear sky in Louisville, and we'll check the extended forecast in about 30 minutes. Clear sky now in Louisville, 57 degrees at 84 WHAS.
Just in at the Washington Warehouses. 5,000 women's sweaters, 30 styles to choose from, like shaker, cable stitch, or fisherman's net, pullover, or button-up styles. Pastels, solids, and stripes, all priced $9 to $15. And ladies' winter coats in poplin, washed sheeting, and corduroy fabrics. You'd pay $80 for these coats at the mall, but just $29 to $39 at the Washington Warehouses. Heavyweight men's sweaters in solid stripes and prints for $10 to $15. Long sleeve men's knit shirts in solid colors on sale for $6. Or with rugby stripes, $7. 2,000 men's long-sleeve sports shirts to choose from for under $12. Poplin vest for men, insulated with a plaid lining. A $25 value for just $14.97. Remember, the Washington Warehouses put their money into first-quality fashion merchandise, not fancy displays or high-rent mall locations, so they can offer you savings of 30 to 50% below the competitions. Visit one of their five locations, Preston Highway, Dixie Highway, Westport Road, Washington Street, or Radcliffe, Kentucky. The Washington Warehouse Outlets.
There's only one place for jackpots.
Oh, yes. After Wayne Perkey and the morning team get you up and jump-started, Doug McKelvin and I will help you get in the groove middays. Whether you're at home, at work, or on the way, we'll keep you company with your favorite music. We'll talk to your favorite stars in town. We'll have terrific stuff to give away and let you know where the rain is or how hot it's going to be. Middays, right here.
84 WHAS.
Jack Fox, good man. Another 8 hours and 45 minutes or so. 1219 at 84 WHES. You can experience the beauty of Kentucky's scenic backroads from a bicycle. Now, the Wilderness Road Bike Trek is coming up October 1st through the 3rd. It's going to let you do just that. In addition, you can enjoy sumptuous dining and an overnight stay at historic Shaker Town. And our own Ted Flyshaker will be your guide. And it's all to benefit the American Lung Association. If you need more information, give me a call, Joe Donovan, here at Stereo 84 WHES. Yeah, they're going to be seeing some beautiful sights next month with all the colors that are part of autumn here in Louisville. I always think of the drive along I-64 coming into the city or going back home in the late afternoon. I think of how gorgeous Watterson Trail is with all the fall colors. You'll probably be seeing more of that as we get closer to the annual J-Town Gaslight Festival beginning the 16th. All of us from WHES are going to be there again this year. And, of course, speaking of color, a color that many around here, the color that so many around here talk about this time of the year is up in Brown County, Indiana. 'Tis indeed a favorite time of the year for just about everybody. Football's in the air. The kids are back in school. Time for frost on the pumpkin again. Maybe a flickering fire in the fireplace. And all the fiery yellows, oranges, and reds of fall. And how about the supreme fall beauty of the Northeast? Here is autumn in New York. Man knows his seasons, doesn't he? Had the theme from A Summer Place, the multi-million seller, and this time Percy Faith with Autumn in New York. It's an old Sinatra hit from the late 40s, first time around. Of course, wasn't it he who sang Love is Lovelier the second time around? We'll get to that in one of our other shows. 24 minutes past midnight at 84 WHES, past 11 if you're listening in the Central Time Zone this morning. 57 degrees, humidity at 71% in the comfortable range this morning. Well, let's go west, way west. They don't have a thing on us, though. Not this time of the year, but it is a pretty song. Here's Tony Bennett.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
Tony Bennett's San Francisco classic. Did you know that Tony grew up in Long Island, New York? As a teenager, he made $30 a week as a singing waiter in a New York City bar. Only to tide him over, though, because he was a promising student at Manhattan's School of Industrial Art. Now, he was planning a career as a commercial artist. He got a little bit sidelined along the way, though, fortunately for most of us music aficionados. Tony Bennett has been called one of the continuing wonders of the pop music world. Good morning, I'm Joe Donovan. We're 27 minutes on the other side of midnight, or 27 minutes after 11 if you're listening in the Central Time Zone. 84 WHES, we're in Louisville, Kentucky. Glad you're along with us this morning. Early in Barbara Streisand's career, a perceptive reviewer called her an original. Indeed, it would be difficult to find another entertainer whose chronicle of awards runs pages, everything from the best dressed to film, theater, live performances, television, and, of course, records. Hits like The Way We Were, Evergreen, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, she shared with Neil Diamond, and everything from her first hit, People, in 1964 from Funny Girl, to the more recent, Elegant, Memory from Cats.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
With digital recording and compact discs today, the technology, that is simply magnificent. Well, from Barbra Streisand to football. So rudely, if you will. Well, we were talking earlier, football in the air again. This week, our UofL Cardinals have their work cut out for them, as you know, facing the Wyoming Cowboys at Cardinal Stadium. As usual, your friends from 84 WHES will have a big tailgate party prior to this Saturday's game. This has become an annual affair. We are the pros at partying, so come join, let's see who's going to be there this weekend. Wayne Perkey, Milton Metz, Scott Gettle, Ron Robertson, Terry Dismore, and Dr. Stan Frager. Let us serve you a little something to eat. Stephen Lee Cook and Caribou will provide the musical entertainment. It all begins Saturday afternoon at 1:30. We'll see you there in our usual location just outside Gate 6 at the stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, now showing on Broadway, Goomer & Company Jewelers presents the biggest sale ever in their history. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway, 328 West Broadway to be exact. Goomer & Company, a different kind of jeweler, is offering 20 to 40% off all jewelry items. Goomer guarantees you the best price in town, and you'll have the entire month of September to enjoy special savings on fine, distinctive jewelry. If you work downtown, stop by Goomer's on your lunch break and see all the unbelievable prices. And if you make a purchase of $100 or more, Goomer's will give you a choice of 14-karat gold diamond earrings or 14-karat gold cultured pearl earrings. Goomer & Company offers jewelry consultations and appraisals. There's always magic in the air on Broadway. 328 West Broadway, ground floor of the Hayburn Building across from the Brown Hotel. Goomer & Company's biggest sale ever with 20 to 40% off all jewelry items. Goomer & Company, a different kind of jewelry store.
Hi, this is Doug McKelvin, and here's your chance to team up with the winners as Sundance Juice Sparkler, Fuji, Ray-Ban, Alita, and Okolona and Middletown Schwinn and Fitness team up with 84 WHAS to make our red-hot summer even hotter. We've got 20 Fuji 10-speed racing bicycles to give away, plus loads of Ray-Ban sunglasses, Alita cycling jerseys, and tons of 4-packs of Sundance Juice Sparklers. If you registered your name at our booth at the Kentucky State Fair, you need to listen weekdays between noon and 3 as I announce the names of two bicycle winners. You sure would look great cruising down the street on your own Fuji 10-speed racing bicycle. And now you've got a chance to win one from 84 WHAS.
Yeah, Doug McKelvin and Jack Fox, middays here on 84 WHAS. And Joe Donovan here in the middle of the night, all the way to 5 in the morning with you and what we call the other side of midnight this first hour. And we'll crank up the rock and roll machine at 1 o'clock and get into that mode. But for now, the other side of midnight. Musically this morning, we've been talking about the careers and hits of some of our artists, but superstars' careers are often complex. Sometimes they didn't start out to become stars in music. Mentioned the wayward way Tony Bennett got started earlier. Another well-known personality now for some 30 years, Pat Boone, for instance, said, "I thought I was going to be a school teacher." As for recording, he said, "I thought it was a hobby for me. Growing up in Tennessee in a church background, I thought I had too many strikes against me and self-imposed limitations brought about by my faith and conscience. It was only after several million selling records and I had a couple million-dollar contracts that the thought occurred that I might make a career out of it." The title song to his film April Love was written for him by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster, Academy Award winners for songs you know like Love is a Many Splendored Thing and Secret Love. Pat had some thoughts of his own, though, on the arrangement of that song.
April Love, I enjoyed after we, Billy Vaughn and I sort of doctored it up right on the record session. He had written a sweet, pretty arrangement, but I was afraid that the song would never make it unless it had something exciting, something different about it. So I said, "Billy, look, why don't you, that we were right at the record session, you know, why don't you give this song some kind of an introduction, something that sets it up, makes it sound important, like, bump, 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 bump." And
right.
I said, "Okay, I've got an idea." And he wrote, "Bop, bop, 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 bop." And that was it, you know, and it occurred twice in the record. And I have always felt that that may have been the difference between just a pretty record that did okay and a really big seller that helped sell a movie and also became my theme song.
April love is for the very young. Don't let her run
Often it's fun to get behind the mic and hear what really happened. Pat Boone explaining April Love. Movie, by the way, was filmed here in Kentucky back in 1957, starred Pat Boone and Shirley Jones. And Pat Boone, incidentally, also wrote, remember the movie Exodus? The Exodus song, instrumentally, the words to it were written by Pat Boone. If there is one central theme in this hour we share quietly together each night, it most probably is love. No surprise there. Very few songs are not about love in one way or another. Usually the love of a girl for a boy, or the very special kind of love between a man and a woman that leads to marriage. It's been said that marriages may be made in heaven, but man is responsible for the maintenance work. Occasionally, though, we humans equate or confuse the maintenance work somehow with money. It was H.L. Mencken who said, "The chief value of money lies in the fact that one lives in a world in which it is overstated." Within the framework of a marriage, where money is often in short supply, sometimes just a look, a remembrance, or the right words will do just as well. There's an old song that comes to my mind, more specifically the words to the song that bear highlighting every so often. Gentlemen, are you listening? If you'll permit me, some music, please, Mr. Shearing. She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. Picture music, composer extraordinaire Francis Lay, and theme music from A Man and a Woman. 1245 now at 84 WHES, 45 minutes into the morning side of things here. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor, forecast, in a word, is wonderful. This morning, fair and relatively cool, low about 54. Later on today, fair and warmer, high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, low about 60, and Friday, partly sunny and warm, high near 86. And our meteorologist, Ken Schultz, has his extended forecast, just perfect for working around the house, raking autumn leaves. It's a little premature for that, isn't it? Well, yard work, garage, washing the car, painting, U of L football Saturday. Couldn't order better. Saturday, more sunny and pleasant, high around 80, mostly sunny and pleasant, about 80. Sunday, same thing, 82. Monday, mostly sunny and warm, high of 85. Kind of envy those of you who work outside on evenings like this. Sky is clear, pleasantly cool in Louisville now, 57 degrees at 84 WHES.
Hi, this is Diane Williamson. When one of our personalities opens a microphone, we hope plenty of you are listening. That's how we become more popular. Likewise, when a restaurant opens its doors, it hopes plenty of people come. Pete Campisi at the Terrace chose 84 WHES to spread the word.
When you think about advertising media, you have to think of WHAS radio. It is absolutely the best buy in the business.
We can help your business, too. Just call 582-7800 and make 84WHAS the strongest member of your marketing team.
Hi, this is Dick Bartley, inviting you to join me here every Saturday night for the original Rock and Roll Oldies Show. The greatest hits of the Top 40 era will be just a phone call away on our toll-free party line. It's a date, so don't be late. The Rock and Roll Oldies Show, Saturday night at 7, here on 84WHAS.
Well, we're going to be cranking up the old rock and roll machine here in just a little bit at 1 o'clock later on this morning. Preceded, of course, by what we call The Other Side of Midnight. Music in kind of a quiet vein, kind of soft and easy for you. Kind of help you ease down after a hard day's work. If you've ever taken a course in relaxation techniques, one of the listening aids often used is the sound of a gentle rain or wind, or more than likely, the sound of the ocean. And here is a classic. That ocean really does it for you, huh? Ebb Tide has been recorded by, countless artists over the years. It's made the hit parade on 7 different occasions since 1953. Almost a companion song to Ebb Tide is one with a rather unusual background and performer. 20 months before the Beatles invaded the United States and opened the floodgates for British acts to monopolize U.S. radio playlists and sales charts, a gentleman named Acker Bilk, a jazz clarinetist from Somerset, England, became the first British artist to go to number one in America. There's a note, trivia buffs. The song I'm referring to was written and recorded by Bilk for an album commissioned by Atco Records. Now, the song was originally entitled Jenny, after one of Bilk's children. Now, the BBC liked the song so well, they wanted Bilk to use the song as the theme song of a then-new children's TV series. Bilk agreed, and the song he wrote for his daughter, Jenny, was renamed for the TV series, Stranger on the Shore. Clarinetist extraordinaire, huh? You call and ask so often, say, I know that song, I know it, what is the name of it? Classic from 1962, Acker Bilkin, Stranger on the Shore. Well, the first hour on the other side of midnight is just about up. The music and conversation we shared, I hope, helped ease somewhat your your sore arms, legs, or back. Helped you unwind a little bit, relax some, put you in a little better frame of mind than you were an hour ago. Next hour, we'll put some nickels in the jukebox and get you psyched up for a night of work if you, too, are on duty till dawn. The Rock and Roll Revival follows the news and weather in about 7 minutes here on 84WHES. Well, let's take it to 1 o'clock with the song that levels all the barriers, touches all the boundaries. It's a classic, and it will be a standard. Here's Whitney with The Greatest Love of All.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all.